There's nothing there to see. There's nothing there. You're worried. So am I. I'm sorry. I made you cry. You know that's not like me. You know that isn't me. No, it's not like me to make you cry.
Good morning, you guys, and welcome back to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm your host, Ella, from 12 to 1 of the most hype lit fun show out there, Ebb and Flow. I'm going to get y'all started with a PSA real quick.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
Alrighty, you guys. So, happy end of Valentine's Day. I'm joined today by a very special guest.
Hi, it's Candace.
Yeah, you may remember Candace from our show last semester. I don't even know what it was about. I'm not gonna lie.
I think it's R&B.
Yeah. Red Bull. Yeah, mm-hmm. That was fire. Mm-hmm. So this time though, because Valentine's Day is done, it's going to be not anti-Valentine's Day. It's just gonna be some heartbreak anthems because mm-hmm. single people are people too. You know what I'm saying? So we had to represent them just as much as we represented our lovers last week.
Yes.
So the drink that we will be reviewing today, shout out Duncan, is the Toxic Espresso Club Latte.
I'm so excited to drink this.
I'm so scared. It for reference, it's 3 mocha swirl, 3 raspberry shots, milk, and chocolate cold foam.
Interesting. I mean, like, I don't personally would not have put these together, but I'm excited. Is
there like a chocolate covered strawberry or something like that?
I do love is there raspberries?
Raspberry shot. So I'm hopeful. Mm-hmm, I'm hopeful, but I'm also scared. Does it need to be like mixed or anything? Oh wait, yeah, low key. I hope everyone had a really lovely Valentine's Day. Like a really lovely one.
Okay. Me personally, I spent it with the girls. So.
Yes, we're literally continuing our Valentine's Day plans right now. Okay, taste test. Whoa!
It's actually not as bad as I thought it was gonna be, but there's like layers to it.
It's like the flavor is like changing, mm-hmm. which is crazy. There's so many. It's dynamic.
I would say it definitely like ends on like a raspberry note.
Yes. The mm-hmm. raspberry is a lot more prominent than I was expecting. Like, yeah.
It hits really fast.
Wait, yeah, I agree. I enjoyed it. It's very, it, like, low-key tastes like a chocolate-covered, like.
No, it actually does.
Like, if I were to, like, put a chocolate-covered raspberry or something in a blender and blend it up with a little bit of milk.
Yeah, that is actually exactly how I describe it. Like,
so, you know. Anyways, like, let's just, like, hop right into the music, you know. We're here for an hour of lit vibes, mm-hmm. lit Toxic X vibes, the moving on, the moving on mixtape, if
yes,
you will.
Yes.
Yes, and so we're gonna start with some somber, and then into Beyonce, Rehash. There's not really much of, like, a genre.
Just good vibes.
Just good vibes, yeah. It's mm-hmm. based off of, like, the content rather than, like, the genre, so. But let's get right into it. TTYO.
Mm-hmm. shots to the left. To the left, to the left. Don't you ever for a second get to thinking you're irreplaceable.
Don't wake me up, I'm trying to sleep. watching you kiss her.
That was Dancing on My Own by Robin.
Wait, so you're in the corner, you're watching, you kiss her. Has that ever happened to you before?
Not exactly. That has not happened to me, but it's giving heated rivalry.
Heated rivalry. This is an amazing topic.
We last night were watching Heated Rivalry.
Literally like 2 feet away from the huge TV screen.
I took a shower and I came out and I saw the four of them literally like sitting, not even kidding you, like a foot away from the TV watching Heated Rivalry, and I was like, what the? And then obviously I had to join them. Like, whoa.
It was an experience that like you just had to be there. Like
you had to be there.
Episode 4 too, like.
Ooh, if you know, you know. If you know, you know.
It was good.
Oh, it had the other thing she said. What a way to go to bed, you know, like that being the last thing.
Yeah.
And they chose that song perfectly for that. That was like
it was genuinely like cinematic.
It was cinematic. It was so cinematic. That was like the perfect thing that they could have put in there. Like there was literally no other song that I think could have had that same effect.
No, and like genuinely, oh my god, I think we were also just having a cute little dance party too. Like the song was going on. It's like yes, like
reenacting this scene. Oh my gosh. Wow. To watch that for the first time again. I did start reading the book. Learned so much.
About their freckles?
About their freckles. About their freckles. Fake. Lurt. Hashtag fake. In case you were curious and you thought Shane Hollander, the actor, I forgot his name, actually had those freckles, they are not, in fact, real.
Mm-mm.
They are makeup. Shout out makeup team.
Yeah.
You're just now tuning into WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm your host from 12 to 1. Ella of the most hype lit fun show out there, Ebb and Flow, joined by my lovely friend Candace.
Hey.
And we're drinking this toxic espresso drink that I kind of forgot about.
Yeah, me too. It's just like the name also is throwing me off. Like espresso, like
I'm just gonna call it mocha.
Yeah, mocha raspberry coffee.
Rasmo. Yeah, it's like not bad. We'll get back to drinking it so that we can review it for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get back into the music. Next up is one of my favorite Getting Over a Man songs, Sheryl Crow.
Thank you.
I'm almost nearly 40.
All right, you guys. That was Dallas Major by Lily Allen off of her most recent album, West End Girl. Let me just say, I have lots of words about this album. I just listened to it for the first time yesterday, which I'm like late to the game. Like, so many people have told me to listen to it, but I was like, wait, it's so perfect breakup. Because yeah, that whole entire album is about David Harbour, notably Stranger Things Hopper guy.
Yeah.
And I remember watching their Reader's Digest apartment tour, whatever.
Oh my god, yeah.
And they were like so happy, and I was like, wow, like this is such a cute little apartment. No. David Harbour sucks. Okay, listen to that album. It's so funny. It's not funny. Like,
whoa.
It's not funny, but she does not hold back.
She really doesn't.
She does not hold back. She talks all about the brief synopsis, not to get too in the weeds of it. Basically, she went to London. She basically moved out of London, changed her, like, citizen status or whatever to U.S. They got married, like, lived whatever, da-da-da. She got a lead role in London. And then as soon as she moved to London, he was like, can we have an open marriage, right? Turns out he just had a sex addiction.
Yeah.
And was like, it was crazy. And so she this is, like, her tell-all about all of it. This is what Taylor Swift wished she could
yeah.
do.
Yeah. And, like, speak your truth. Like, honestly, like, say what you gotta say, yeah. like, and say it proud and say it with your chest, like...
No, literally. And you know what? Name drop.
Name drop. Yeah, the name drop is, like...
And she does, yeah. And she, like, reads, like, emails that she wrote to these girls and, like, emails that she wrote. It's actually crazy. Like, she really... She fully is just, like, sharing the story. Wow. So, had to be perfect for a little heartbreak.
Oh, yeah,
a little sure. heartbreak show.
She's like, so fitting.
She's so fitting. I thought... That's immediately what I thought of. And I was like, okay, perfect. Then I was like, well, I can't include the whole album. So, how do we go from here? Yeah, how do we go from here?
Mm.
Yeah, so we're definitely jumping genres around a little bit
mm-hmm.
With this next one, notably Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac. We all know this performance. We all know how iconic that performance is.
So iconic, literally, like.
Maybe I should just sing it for them.
I think you should, the listeners out there.
No, they wish. Yeah. Well, I hope you guys are enjoying this show so far. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to WMEC FM College, Parkour College Radio's Good Radio. Mm-hmm. I'm your host for another 24 minutes, Ella, at the West High Flip Fun Show out there, Ebb and Flo. If you guys are interested in, like, I guess, like, seeing what the shows are about or, like, contributing to some of these shows and figuring out themes and stuff like that, feel free to follow the Instagram, WMUC_EbbandFlo. Shout out. Yes, I hope everyone's having a good post-Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, yeah.
What is it when it's, like, the day after?
Post?
Yes, but, like, there's, like, a fancier word for it. Like, you know how, like...
I'm trying to think about, like...
The day before, it's, like, Eve. So it's, like, the version of that, but it's after. Maybe I'm making it up.
Maybe this is something we need to think about. We'll get back to it.
Maybe I'm making it up, actually. Like, maybe that doesn't exist. Okay, we'll get back to it. Here is Silver Springs, you guys.
Colors flashing. I It's stove after stove, stroke on the smoke. They tell me to quit, don't listen what I'm told. They help me forget that this world is so cold. I don't even know what I'm chasing no more. Tell me what I want, just keep searching on. It's never enough, cup after cup, after. I wouldn't get one if I could find a far, ha, ha, ha. In the car, then I put that on my mama. And my car, talking about some drama. I swear there ain't no time for women on a karma. It's see the feet up, you're the karma. Man, I just wanna go flex. Gold on my teeth and on my neck. And I'm stone cold with the flex. With my squad and I'm smoking up a check. Man, I just wanna go flex. Gold on my teeth and on my neck. Don't call with the flags. With my squad and I'm smoking up a check. Yeah. Push the gas, get them off, nosebleed. She ain't never met a youngin' do it like me. She got a man, but she said she really like me. She doing things to excite me. She sending all her friends snaps of my new tracks. Cause all these know what's about to come next. I hit my plug up, got the paper connect. I drop a couple bands, I just wanna go. Man, I just wanna go flex. Gold on my teeth and on my neck. And I'm stone cold with the flex. With my squad and I'm smoking up a check. Man, I just wanna go flex. Gold on my teeth and on my neck. And I'm stone cold with the flex. With my squad and I'm smoking up a check. Knowing all of this, it just don't make a difference. I'm just talking to the ones that listen. I came with the heat, man, I swear I'm never missing. And I'm still the same, and I swear I'm never switching. Knowing all of this, it just don't make a difference. I'm just talking to the ones that listen. I came with the heat, man, I swear I'm never missing. And I'm still the same, and I swear I'm never switching. Man, I just wanna go flex. Gold on my teeth and on my neck. I'm stone cold with the flex. With my squad and I'm smoking up a check. Man, I just wanna go flex. Gold on my teeth and on my neck. And I'm stone cold with the flex. With my squad and I'm smoking up a check. Ooh, man, I just wanna go flex. Gold on my teeth and on my neck. And I'm stone cold with the flex. I'm stone cold with the flex.
Forget you. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, forget you and forget her too. Said if I was richer, I'd still be with ya. But wait, that's some shh. And although that's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best. For the forget you.
Right now,
see you driving round town with the girl I love, and I'm like, forget you. Ooh.
Alright, you guys, that was Forget You by CeeLo Green. What a banger!
Banger.
So good.
I'm so glad we got a little Posty in there, too. I yes!
We were just talking about how, like, Posty is just... Everyone hates on Posty, and, well, they don't hate on him, but they don't get the appeal the way we get the appeal.
Dude, you just gotta lock in.
You
just gotta see it.
Just watch his Tiny Desk concert, and I promise you, your life will be changed.
Yes. Actually, guaranteed, actually.
100% success rate, actually. There's no other scenario. Yeah, so I hope you guys aren't getting, you know, your necks aren't hurting too much from all the whiplash from this playlist, but this is, like, how I like to listen to music, I feel like.
Going through, like, my like songs.
Yeah, like, you never get bored of it, you know, like, you're...
Yeah, always keeps you on your toes.
No, actually, you never know what's gonna happen, and that's how it should be, especially with a breakup, you know, there's so many emotions, it's like a roller coaster.
Can we also just talk about how Valentine's was on a freaking Saturday?
Yes!
Like, that makes me so sad, because I'm like, oh my god, like, can it just be on a Tuesday so we can go about our normal days?
No, literally Saturday, everyone was doing, like, cute little things. It was kind of cute. We were in, like, a simulation where there was just, like, so many couples. It was, like, we went outside to get... toilet paper. We went to get toilet paper, and we were walking around Old Town, and it was literally just couple central. Like, it was just there's just only people were only walking in pairs. It was kind of crazy. It was cute.
The amount
of
flowers. Oh my god, Trader Joe's section. It's just a horde of men. The flowers section. I'm like, oh my god.
Wait, that's cute. At least they're getting, you know, flowers for their ladies. They were raised right. Mm-hmm. They know when to get a girl her favorite flower. Anyways, you guys, thanks for joining us on this journey. Let's get back to this drink real quick, actually. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on it, Candace?
I think I like it. I just would never order it again.
I fully agree. It's like a treat.
It is like a treat. It just also just because, like, the flavors are still, like, really confusing me. Like, I'm not tasting this espresso.
Yeah.
I'm more tasting, like, this mocha.
Yeah, it's, like, layered.
It's a lot of overpowering flavors altogether.
Yeah, I'm, like, confused.
I mean... Is that what it's all about?
Oh, isn't that how you feel after a breakup with a toxic ex? So, you know, it's all on theme, really. Mm-hmm. All on theme, really. Yeah, I give it like a 6. Like, it's not bad. It's like, it'll get finished.
Yeah,
I'm sure. But it's just like, I think if I were to do it, I would get less of each. I would get like less mocha.
Yeah.
I think I would get 2 mocha, 1 raspberry.
Oh, 100%.
And then I feel like that balance would be better, because this is like overpowering in flavors. Yeah.
For sure.
Sure.
Yep.
Anyways, loved chatting with y'all. Hope you guys, you know, didn't get your heart broken too badly recently. And if you did, I hope that you could resonate and relate with some of these songs. Hope you guys had a great Valentine's Day. Hope you guys have a great week ahead of you. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Candace, for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Welcome anytime in the Ebb and Flow studio. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. Here is our last and final closing song, Purple Rain by Prince. Love you guys. See you next week.
You say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it. Let me guide you.